This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are joined by Paula Patel, the Director of Outreach and Mission Fulfillment for the DISC Foundation. Her focus is to maintain a strong bond between medical staff and patients, continually striving for strong communication between the team and providing the highest level of medical care. Paula utilizes her combined medical and business knowledge and efforts to provide high-quality medical care and is eager to spread health care education. Paula, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me on the show today, Eric. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and we hope to empower your listeners to save a life by learning CPR.
You bet, and thanks for your time. So, for starters, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about the DISC Foundation to kick things off.
Absolutely. So the DISC Foundation was created with the vision to empower everyone to save a life, and mainly to prevent unnecessary deaths caused by a lack of knowledge. When Dr. DISC was in Haiti after the earthquake, he witnessed something that ultimately led to the creation of the Save a Life Initiative. A baby was born blue and no one knew what to do. The nurses, medical staff, no one there knew how to handle this child. A baby that would have been born in the same situation in the U.S., there would have been 5 to 10 medically trained personnel working feverishly to establish an airway and, perform what's called pediatric advanced life support, or PALS. So that kind of is what brought about the DISC Foundation and the Save a Life Initiative, is just to empower everyone to save a life. And we can do this through teaching basic CPR and also subsequently advanced cardiac life support and PALS.
Why is life support training so important to the communities that the DISC Foundation serves?
So that's a really good question. It's important because you never know when or where or who will need life support. It can be a family member, a person on the train, sitting in the next cubicle at work. You just don't know who's going to need your help. And just the other day, my mom said a coworker of hers didn't come back from break. And, it had been a few minutes, it had been at least 10 to 15 minutes before, someone even went to look for her. And she was actually in the bathroom unconscious, and no one knew what to do. And this is in Savannah, Georgia. So it's not, it's a city, and it's not a rural area in a third world country where, they may not have access to an AED. And so I asked her, do you guys have an AED? And she's like, yes. And she's like, but no one knew how to use it. So this person was essentially laying there for at least 15 to 20 minutes with no medical attention, with no one providing CPR, and no one knew what to do. They called 911, and, luckily they got there. But unfortunately, she had a stroke, and, now her recovery is prolonged because she didn't get it. You just don't know when you're going to need to give CPR and perform CPR. And one of the great things that, the AHA came out with is hands-only CPR, because one of the biggest deterrents was people, the mouth-to-mouth aspect and diseases and things like that. So, just performing hands-only CPR at compressions of rate of 100 to 120, you can save a life. And that's why, especially in the developing countries, the nearest hospital is hours away. And getting there, there's usually not an ambulance that comes. Somebody in the village that has a car drives them to the hospital. And if people in that town know, they just have the knowledge of how to perform adequate CPR, adequate compressions, and with the correct rate, they can save that. They can increase that person's chance of survival from 0 to at least 50 to 60%. So that's why, support, life support training is so important to all of the communities that we serve, both here domestically as well as abroad.
And you certainly never know when you're going to need it. And you made a good point and used a great example from your personal standpoint as well. Now, concerning the goal of empowering 1 million people with the ability to save a life by 2020, tell us more about this initiative and how the DISC Foundation intends to achieve it.
Absolutely. So the Save a Life Initiative also encompasses national healthcare provider solutions, and HCPS to create like courses that are up to date with the latest guidelines released by the American Heart Association, also compliance by with OSHA for bloodborne pathogens courses. And so what we're doing is we are creating partnerships with nonprofit organizations all over the world to teach CPR as well as ACLS and PALS. We partner with hospitals, we partner with medical schools, and they actually take our mission even further. So they utilize our course material and then go into rural areas surrounding the major cities that they are in to teach CPR and basic life-saving skills. So that's one of the ways that we're doing it. We also are, you know, working with corporate companies and creating, like, trying to incorporate CPR training as part of their wellness package. So we're trying to hit it from every angle that we can, and we have faith in our CPR training because with, like, we make it a priority to review all of our feedback with the utmost care from all of the customers that take our courses. And the fans and customers believe in our mission and our courses so much that they've actually joined the Save a Life Initiative recently by distributing like a very informative CPR poster we've developed. And they are actually going out and displaying these at their work, their school, their local businesses. So we're definitely trying to, hit it from every single angle possible, that we just want to make sure that we're empowering as many lives as we can. And we're very close to our, we're not very close, but we're reaching our goal. So we're confident we'll reach our goal.
And certainly wish you all the best in achieving that fully. Today we're joined by Paula Patel, the Director of Outreach and Mission Fulfillment for the DISC Foundation, with a focus to maintain a strong bond between medical staff and patients, continually striving for strong communication between the team, and providing the highest level of medical care here on eHealth Radio's health news and healthcare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Paula, what are some notable successes the DISC Foundation has accomplished so far?
So this past July was our 5-year anniversary, and we actually hit 500,000 lives empowered. So it was kind of one of those serendipitous moments where it's like, yay, 5-year anniversary, but we've also hit, you know, half, like, we've also reached half of our goal for empowering 1 million people by the year 2020. Since then, we have actually surpassed 600,000 people and that's still in counting. So that's why we're confident, and we do consider that a huge success. We are also planning on our mission trip for 2018. We are going to Kenya in about 2.5 weeks, and we'll be teaching ACLS protocols to the hospital as well as CPR to those in the rural areas. So that's a huge accomplishment for us too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And finally, what else would you like our listeners to know about the DISC Foundation? Any closing thoughts or a final word in these regards?
Yes. So we have an amazing team, and, success is not an I, success is always with a team. And our team just works diligently and with such finesse and determination that, like, not only reaching our goal, but I'm confident that we will surpass it. You know, the team doesn't stop with success. Anytime we hit small milestones, we don't stop there. It's like, well, what's next? How are we going to do this next? What can we do here? And with such, you know, a great team with people that are motivated and driven to just create a better world, I know that even once we reach 1 million people, that's not going to be where we stop. We'll still find other ways to empower more people and continue our mission. And I also wanted to share a very special code that we have for all of your listeners, as well as you, Eric, if you would like, and your staff. It's eHealth100, and that code can be redeemed for a free CPR course. It's CPR First Aid and AED Use.
And that is awesome. And you can never learn enough on CPR, and we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing in this space. Where can listeners get all further details on the DISC Foundation?
At DISCFoundation.org. DISQUE Foundation.org.
Excellent. Again, Paula, thanks for all you're doing in the space, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and the foundation all the best.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. We've been speaking with Paula Patel, the Director of Outreach and Mission Fulfillment for the DISC Foundation, with a focus to maintain a strong bond between medical staff and patients, continually striving for strong communication between the team and providing the highest level of medical care. And for further details, visit DISCFoundation.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.